I have terrible news.
Okay.
You know what today starts?
What's that?
Mercury retrograde.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Again.
Seriously.
It's like it comes up out of nowhere just to destroy your life.
It's a nonsense thing. What is it going to prevent you from doing this time?
Well,
seriously.
The thing is, when Mercury is in retrograde, according to the astrologists, you're not supposed to make any big decisions that have to do with technology, communication, travel. It's when everything starts breaking and it goes haywire. You're not supposed to sign contracts, all of that.
Yeah.
But there's also, do you believe in your horoscope?
I mean, not specifically. It's nice for inspiration from time to time, but maybe the traits of the people born my time of year. You know what? It all sounds like nonsense. No, I'm going to say no.
Well, I don't usually believe in horoscopes, but I looked up my Mercury retrograde horoscope because it goes all the way for another couple weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm a cusp. I'm a Leo Virgo cusp. So that means that I fall in between the two birthdays. And they were both very accurate. According to my Leo, I'm supposed to be saving money because I've been spending too much lately, which is true.
I mean, that's your whole life.
And
but okay.
According to my Virgo, it says that I may be rethinking my friends and that there may be old friends that come back into my life. They're going to be opening new doors for big possible financial gain. So I have to ditch my friends and look for my old friends that are going to help me rich again from all the money I spent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that you're supposed to use this as guidance. It's supposed to kind of make you feel good, bolster what it is that you're already going through, what you're already feeling.
Well, don't you want to know what yours is in case something bad happens during Mercury retrograde?
I mean, I guess now you've made it sound so ominous, I have to.
Okay.
I'm a Capricorn. I'm firmly a Capricorn. I'm not on the cusp of anything or on the overlap of something. I'm none of those things.
All right, Capricorn.
Yeah.
Mercury retrograde may have you seeing beauty in the mundane as it spins in both your house of pleasure and routine. You could get closer to an acquaintance or someone you see on a daily basis, like work, school, clubs, or your hobbies. This may be an exciting time, and you may find yourself crushing on a coworker. Raven, stop looking at me that way, you weirdo.
I told you all of this was bad information. I told you.
Raven, it's that time of year where high schools are naming their class valedictorian. And this made me smile. A principal surprising a student at the drive-thru fast food place where she works to tell her.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
So, I got you on camera because I want to announce something to you today.
Okay.
You are GTA's class valedictorian.
I am.
You are.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You are. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well deserved. I couldn't wait to come and tell you.
And it's so nice.
Oh, let's all cry.
Yeah, it's cute.
And I'm the guy behind you just going, I want a number 7.
Right.
I want a number 7. Thanks for your viral video. Congratulations. Get me my value meal.
Oh, but you know, we've talked to a lot of valedictorians in the past, and they are smart, smart kids.
They really give you hope for the future. It's nice, actually, to speak with somebody that has a mind and wants to do great things, wants to accomplish things in life, you know?
Yeah. Are you ready for the want, though?
Okay, go ahead.
So I did some research, though, because I started thinking about this when we were going to talk about valedictorians. And I'm like, what happens to most valedictorians?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this whole book about it.
You're going to tell me how it's like the lottery? You win valedictorian and then your life is terrible?
Well, no, not that. Valedictorians tend to be successful.
Okay.
But they don't tend to become billionaires, and they don't really become visionaries, they say, or make differences in the world, because typically they settle into the system instead of shaking it up, and they're rule followers. And there's another good reason for it, too. Here's one of the experts talking about why they don't really make big moves.
Well, the reason is to be a valedictorian, you have to be good enough to make A's in all subjects. In other words, you can't have any weak spots. You can't be bad at something. And that also means you can't excel greatly at any one subject.
So I was thinking about it, and I get that because I was terrible at math. I was terrible at science. But I was really good at communication and English. That was my strong, but
wait a minute. Are you trying to find a correlation between yourself, the research into valedictorians, and yourself? You got an 880 on your SATs.
Because I wasn't a good test
taker. There's no correlation. There's absolutely no correlation.
If it was just English and no math,
that's not
better.
How it works. That's not how it works for anybody.
Who was the valedictorian at your class? I'm going to bet not you.
No, it was not me. Her name was Natasha, a brilliant girl, very smart from early on. It appears that she's just renovated her kitchen. Happily married. I was actually just checking her out here on Facebook. I haven't seen her in a very long time.
Yeah.
It looks very nice. My salutatorian, by the way, he or his brother, they were twins.
Yeah.
One of them is in prison. I know that.
But you don't know which one.
I don't know which one because I could never figure out which one was the other one. One of them you'd go, oh, no, he's the normal one. And the other one would be like, no, no, no. I just ran into him. He's definitely not the normal one.
What's he in jail for?
Bad stuff.
Okay. I was stalking our
laundry list of things, actually.
We're going to leave that there.
Yeah.
I looked up our valedictorian, Ryan, because he's not on Facebook. So I thought it was really interesting that both the valedictorian and our salutatorian, neither of them are on social media.
Maybe they're in prison, too?
No, they're not.
Okay.
I looked him up. And he graduated from Princeton and then a master's from Yale.
Fantastic, right?
He owns his own architect firm.
Oh, he's just making money then.
100%.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I think he turned out all right.
Yeah, he's not on Facebook right now. He's at the bank.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 On our text line, it says, from my 11-year-old daughter, Samantha, if you take gym class seriously, that's all I need to know about you.
You know what? I do remember people taking gym class seriously. Mm-hmm. Some people would take it way too seriously.
The jocks would.
Yeah. I mean, on the other hand, to take it not seriously at all kind of creates a difficult situation, right? So if you're taking it mediocre seriously, somewhere in the middle, basically.
If there was ever an option to sit down next to the bleachers, that's where you would find me. 100%.
I liked it. But, you know, again, if I didn't enjoy the day, the game of the day, then, you know, my intensity level would vary, right? Yeah. If I did enjoy the game, forget it. It was on. Mm-hmm. Far too intense. If you're the people who doesn't let somebody go from a conversation when they clearly want to escape from the conversation, that's all I need to know about you. So it's nice out and the weather is beautiful and people are walking in the neighborhood and so forth, and we have to walk the dog 3 times a day right now after his surgeries, up to 3 25-minute walks a day, right? But the thing is that he's supposed to walk the entire time. Everybody in the neighborhood wants to hear how the dog is doing. Plus, we've got a few new dogs in the neighborhood, too. So everybody comes out and wants to conversate with us. It's like we emerge from the house and everybody else comes out. It's like they're waiting for us, frankly, at this point. And when we do that, we have to stop, obviously. And the whole time, the dog wants to fight. He wants to get at somebody or whatever. And it's like, listen, man. I'm on my therapy walk here right now. I've got this one neighbor, Rosemary, so she just will talk to us about absolutely everything.
I mean, you're complaining about your neighbors being neighborly and wanting to discuss how the health of your pets are doing. You sound crazy.
If we have to discuss it twice a day, it seems like, you know what I mean?
Well, they're just happy to see you. Be nice.
Yeah,
Rosemary's lonely.
I'm always nice. Rosemary's nephew is over all the time. He does all the lawn work in the neighborhood. We've heard all about it.
Right. He doesn't want to talk to his aunt anymore. Leave her alone, poor lady.
I'm just
My
saying.
Gosh.
All right, we got to get 25 minutes in here, Rosemary. All right. If you're coming with us, come with us. But we can't stop.
If you think that Mercury retrograde starting today is basically the end of your life for the next 2 weeks, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, you immerse yourself in this at this point, right? You're turning into one of those crazy people.
I never believed it before, but lately I believe it. So this is Matt Frazier. If you're not familiar with Mercury retrograde is, he's one of those famous psychic people. This is how he explains it.
So Mercury retrograde is a time in astrology where literally the planet Mercury, which is responsible for communications, the planet of communications, it literally looks like as though it's rotating backwards when you see it from Earth, when it's viewed from Earth. And when that happens, it's an illusion. It doesn't actually spin backwards, but it looks that way. It goes into retrograde. And when that happens, it causes major communication issues here on Earth.
Today, I got in the car. I was already running late.
He sounds like he's yelling at me from a bathroom.
I had to go back into my house 3 times today before I could get to work.
Yeah.
One time, I forgot my food, which was the most important thing.
Okay.
Second time, I forgot to lock the front door. I had to go lock the front door.
Yeah.
So I get in the car, and I'm like panicked because I'm late. Guess what's in the cup holder?
I don't know.
My husband's wallet.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't leave with my husband's wallet in the car, which FYI, Paul, why did you leave your wallet in the car? And I had to go back in and bring that. Mercury retrograde is here, and we need to be careful because this is where all the communication... Don't make any major decisions today.
Yeah.
Put it off.
Your 3 inconveniences this morning were due to the spin of a planet in the solar system?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure I had that straight.
I just want people to know. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Thank you.
What happened that you knew you were getting older? 1-800-330-9999. I was out to dinner with two of my girlfriends on Friday night. So we have our Mexican, we have our margaritas, we have like two margaritas, and then we're sitting at the bar after dinner because we're hanging out. And why are we going to go home? It's 9 o'clock at night. Because, you know, we're moms, we're excited. We're like at the restaurant at 5:15 on a Saturday, Friday night.
Okay.
And then I realize that neither of them can read their text messages. So their text messages are coming in and they're taking their phones and they're squinting and they're doing the thing with the phone when they bring it close and then they pull it far, they pull it close and they pull it far.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, both of them can't read their text messages. So I said to them, oh, my mom, you can make the font bigger. My mom does it.
Oh, like, yeah. I've already done it on my phone, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm up to 110 or 115 on most pages that
you
I'm on.
Do that?
Oh, yeah,
you can make the font bigger on your phone.
Click
it's
on the top left side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I mean, I told them, and they looked at me like I was dumb, and they're like, we know we can do that, but then people know we're old. And I was like,
yeah, the squinting is so much easier.
Well, right. That's what I said. Yeah. You take your glasses out so you could read your text messages like you're in a restaurant looking at a menu. What are you talking about? Mm. And I was like, that's it. That's your first inkling that you're getting older is when you refuse to change the font size on your cell phone because you're afraid people are going to think you're older.
I had two things this weekend. Number one, I found myself saying out loud, I can't drive at night anymore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
What? Am I a thousand? When did that happen? I said, I can't drive at night. What's up with these headlights? Why is everything so glaring? I can't see anything driving at night.
That's my son's grandmother says.
I know. I remember my grandmother saying it. Except she was like 90. And then the other thing, I would have never thought I would have been this person. I went back to the grocery store and I returned meat that I bought.
You returned meat?
Friday night, I went to the grocery store, my wife and I, to buy a bunch of stuff for a barbecue on Mother's Day. And I woke up Sunday morning and the meat was brown. And she was like, well, just go return it. I was like, that's not a thing that people do.
Oh, it is.
I walked right into the store.
If you're over 60.
I returned the meat and the kid didn't eat. He didn't even blink an eye. He looked at me like,
yes,
all right,
sir.
That's exactly what he said. He was like, all right, sir, would you like to do a formal return or you just want to go grab another thing of meat and then come over here? I'll slap a sticker on it and then we'll be done with this. And I was like, I can do that. And he was like, absolutely, sir. And I went
Raven got was ready to argue. Raven was going to be like, looky here, young man.
And I came back. And of course, on the way home, my wife asked me, she's like, they take the meat? I was like, yeah. She's like, I told you so. I was like, and the young man was very helpful. I mean,
what all a nice those, young man.
All those things happened to me in one weekend.
Producer John, when did you know you were getting older?
So I've had gray in my hair for my entire life. I found my first gray hair when I was 12. So gray hair, that never bothered me. That's a true story, by the way. But gray hair never bothered me. But then gray started coming into my beard. And that was super not cool.
I think that John's been dying his beard for a while.
Yeah, actually. That's I know that's your theory, Raven. But in reality, no, seriously, I had like a completely dark beard forever and I had a full head of gray hair and it was cool, man. It was such an awesome contrast of colors. I would have grown men stop me in like the store and be like, hey, what are you doing to do the thing? I'm like, it's all natural, bro. It's all natural. But now it's not working for me.
It's not holding up anymore.
It started to encroach on the beard, and I'm upset about it.
Clearly. Grown men would stop me right in the grocery store.
Wow, man. Your contrast of colors is amazing.
Waiting in line for coffee. That's a true story.
What was the thing that happened that all of a sudden you knew you were getting old? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, when my daughter told me that she liked this new song that she heard on TikTok, right? And she was trying to figure out who sang it.
Yeah.
And then it was this. I'm gonna give you up. I'm gonna let you down. I was like, Hayden, this isn't a new song.
No,
like,
it's so old she doesn't even actually know that Rick Astley existed.
Well, 100%.
That's funny.
Right. And like, this is even before my time, to be honest. But I was like, at least I know this is a song that's already existed in the universe.
Wait a minute.
It's not a new song.
This was before your time? Because
yes.
This was dead in the middle of my time, just so you know.
Right. Well, I think you forget that I'm a lot younger than you. Right?
Yeah. Nobody even knew what Rick Roll was when it came out. We were just like, wow, that's a really fun song. We were just like, wow, he seems really upbeat. Wow, he likes to two-step dance in his videos. Nobody got it.
Looking at our text line, I have to wear earplugs at concerts. That's how I know I'm old.
Yeah, my wife wears them when she's like weed whacking and stuff.
Really?
When I see her do that, I'm immediately like, oh my gosh, my wife is old.
So it's actually a big thing with me. And I think it's from us wearing our headphones all the time.
Yeah.
Like my hearing is really bad. Like I can't hear anything anymore. So maybe that's why it doesn't bother me, because I can't even hear what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, I went to 1,000 rock concerts back in the day here. So I can't remember any of that stuff. Here's an indication that I'm getting old. I pick out my socks for the next day based on what the temperatures will be and how much walking I'm planning on doing that day.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I was a maniac. Do you know that? I was a crazy person.
No.
I was to be feared.
Now you're elderly. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. How did you know you were getting old?
All right. Well, you see, I own a spin studio, and I was doing a 2000s playlist, and I had two girls in my class who were born in 2000, and then that was that moment. I knew I was that old guy.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
They had no idea what that song was. Right.
But because they were born the same year it came out, Raven.
And Raven, what's that thing that happened that you knew you were getting old?
I knew I was old when I couldn't function with a hangover at work. When I was younger, it was never fun. And, you know, it always kind of was bothersome. But now if I am too hungover, I have to call in sick. Like, I cannot sit there. I am in so much excruciating pain. It's not like, oh, you just push through and laugh about it later. Mm. It is actually like catastrophic. So that, you know, that change kind of indicated to me, like, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm like getting old.
You know, they always say that hangovers only last one day. I disagree. I think that I realized I was older when my hangovers would take me a week to recover. You know, I'd be like, no, I can't do anything for the next 6 days.
No, I'm with you though. Yeah. Like if I go the day after and I'm hungover, like I think that people at my work think I'm still drunk. So I'm with you. Right. Like you can't get away with it like you used to before. You just towel it off, a little cold water on the face, ready to go.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the first time you realized you were getting old?
I went into my doctor about my knee and was hoping that I could get, you know, it fixed. And the doctor just said, nope, you're just going to have bad knees from now on.
Yeah.
I had a doctor tell me that about my eyes. She was like, some people just have crappy eyes. And I was like, is that clinical, doctor? And every time I bring it up to her from then on, she denies it. As a matter of fact, in my eye doctor's office, 2 out of 3 of the doctors that I have there deny ever seeing me for my problems that existed before.
Oh, I think you just need a new eye doctor, Raven.
Right?
So, yeah.
That would make sense,
normal.
Right?
Yeah. No, but the knee thing is a big thing. Like ever since I had knee surgery, and it's kind of like accepting that I'm never going to be 100 again is really, I don't know. It like gets you in the heart when you think about it. How'd you know you were getting old? What was that moment, that thing that happened? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, Raven, when I bend down, I can't get back up. For me, I get back up, but I make, I involuntarily make a lot of weird noises.
And
Like, so I sit down and then I get up and I'm like,
I do the same thing.
What?
It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It could be bending over. It could be picking something up. It could be standing back up. I make a lot of noises now that I didn't used to make.
Yeah. And on also on our text line, my metabolism has slowed down to a full stop. Same, girl. I mean, I've been trying to lose this 10 pounds for 6 years. I don't know what is happening at this point. Remember when you would just go on a diet for a week and then you would just lose the 10 pounds? That was it. You fit into all your clothes again.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, those days are gone.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How'd you know you were getting old?
The moment I realized it is I teach fifth grade and we're talking about television and I was telling the children that in order to get the radio waves, we would put aluminum foil in hangers. And the other thing is we didn't have all the channels on the TV and they're looking at me, no remote control. Like, are you a dinosaur?
Right. Wow. You know, the funny thing is that when our cable goes out, like when the stream, it's not even cable, it's streaming, but when the internet breaks, I actually look around, like if it's a storm system or whatever, and I'm like, do we have like a soda can or something? And I'll stick it on the antenna that plugs in on the back. I don't think it actually does anything.
It doesn't. But
in my mind, I tell myself it does. It makes a difference.
It used to.
Yeah,
that's right.
It used to. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's like when Hayden's iPhone isn't working, I ask her if she blew in it. Like I blew it in the bottom.
Right.
She looks at me like I'm crazy.
Like a Nintendo.
Right. And on Raven, how'd you know you were old?
I realized I was really old when I went into urgent care for a sore throat. And the nurse asked me if I was on any medication, and when I said, or take any daily medication, when I said no, she looked at me in total surprise and said,
wow, that's awesome.
Right. Like somebody your age? Wouldn't it? I mean, that's crazy. Right?
Yeah, no blood pressure, not even a baby aspirin.
I'm on so many of them, I forget half of them when I fill out the stuff now.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the first time you realized you were getting old?
Well, so I used to only like tequila and only going out like to bars. And now the first thing that I think about is like, you wouldn't catch me dead at a bar. Like, I don't want to be around all these people. I don't want to be squished. I don't want to smell like beer. And I used to hate red wine like my whole life. And now I started being an avid wine connoisseur and I only like going out to dinner.
It's interesting because when I was younger, I would be so excited if my weekends were packed with events. I was going to be doing this Friday night and then Saturday during this, I had this, and then I had an event that night. And now I get excited when I don't have anything planned.
Right. And if you can get your family out of the house on top of it.
Woo!
Oh, look out.
Yep.
It'd be crazy. Silence? We're going to do silence here Friday night?
We're going to sit on the couch and watch
so
TV?
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait a minute. We're going to fall asleep inside of 18 minutes as soon as I put the TV on a channel? I love it.
Pajamas at 5 o'clock?
Yep.
Sign me up. I noticed the strangest thing, and it's been bothering me, about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Okay, what's that?
Well, besides them being absolutely nuts.
Besides the stuff that's coming out of both of their mouths?
Right, exactly.
Right. Other than that, right.
I say it all the time, but when they say, oh, celebrities are just like us, no, they're not. Mm. No, they're not.
Yeah, I mean, I've known some people in some toxic relationships. Theirs is,
yeah,
it's pretty nasty.
So I've been watching here and there, and for some reason, this is the one thing that always catches my eye. All the lawyers in there have real briefcases, like the legit hard rectangle ones with the handle on top. And all I kept thinking about was, what profession do people still use briefcases?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, definitely lawyers, obviously.
Right? Yeah, but why? Why can't they have normal bags like everybody else carries now? Are they, is it fancier than us? Well, specialer?
I mean, like, I have a laptop case, and it's large, and so you can put a bunch of things in it. So it's kind of like today's briefcase. But if I came in and I was your attorney and you were Johnny Depp, do you think that I'd look like the guy that was making $3 million a year with that case? No. They gotta have the guy that's got like a, I mean, it's not even just a regular briefcase. It's got to be a nice briefcase, right? It's got to be a supple leather, right? Maybe alligator skin or something. It's got to be something good.
All right.
You know?
Do you even buy a briefcase anymore? There's no briefcase store.
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, the lawyers must know.
They
know. It pops up on lawyers' GPS. It's like a special GPS.
You know what I realized?
Other than ours.
My dad carries a briefcase.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a restaurant owner. What is he doing?
I don't know. I was thinking about this because I was like, what profession do you still carry a briefcase? And FYI, call 1-800-330-9999. If you still carry a briefcase, we want you to describe your job and see if we can guess what you do. But my dad carries one, and I don't know what's in it.
Like, I was going to say, like, what would be in that briefcase?
I don't know.
So.
I want to, like, text him and be like, Daddy, what's in your briefcase? Like, what? I mean, he makes dough in the morning for the pizzas and, like, the bread. Like, he's not putting the flour in the briefcase.
Right.
I don't know.
I had a friend, the second husband of an old friend, a girl that I knew growing up, right? And he was telling me about when they were going through the divorce proceedings, her and her first husband, they were already separated and he was dating her at that time. And he would go to the court and her first husband was kind of a crazy person, right? But definitely a great actor at certain things. And he told me during the court proceedings, first off, he would continue everything, but he was wearing fake eyeglasses. He would come to court wearing fake eyeglasses and carrying a briefcase. And I mean, this guy with no reason whatsoever, he would need a briefcase. And he said he saw him open it one time because he was in the gallery 2-3 rows back.
Yeah.
And he was doing this thing in the middle of talking to the judge. He opened the briefcase. He said there was like 2 manila folders in there and a stapler. There's nothing in a calculator. I'm pretty sure he had a calculator in the briefcase.
He's looked around the house. He's like, what should I put in this briefcase?
He was like, I'm going to need a continuance. I'm going to have to get back to you. I have to touch base with my people on that. But he opened the briefcase for effect during the case. And then pushed his glasses, his fake glasses, back up on his nose. That's a real thing that happened.
Who still carries a briefcase? The one thing that keeps sticking out in our minds at the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial is that all these lawyers have briefcases. And I mean, is there professions where you still carry those?
I feel like if I'm making over a few million a year and I have attorney in my name, I have to carry one. It's a requirement.
1-800-330-9999. If you carry a briefcase, describe to us your job and we're going to guess what you do for a living.
I do carry a briefcase and I I go around to people's properties and assess how much the property value is worth.
Oh, a tax assessor. That's probably pretty cut and dry there.
That was easy.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, too, because you spend a lot of time in your car, so you need everything all together.
I mean, I feel like you're walking around with an iPad. We had assessors in my neighborhood this year. They had badges. They had reflective vests. No sign of a briefcase. If that dude had walked up to my door carrying a briefcase, I would have been like, salesman, get out of here. I would have never let him in.
Am I the only person that gets nervous when you see the tax assessors in the neighborhood? Because, when do the tax assessors come around that your taxes are going down?
They never go down.
Never.
No, they never go down.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you still use a briefcase?
Yes.
Okay, don't tell us what you do. Just describe it, and we're going to guess.
So part of my job requires me to meet with people. I have to have a very outgoing personality. I have to know how to sell things. I tend to sell things on the luxury side.
Huh. What are you, cars? You're a car salesman with a briefcase?
No. I do have to carry around a lot of documents with me.
Documents?
For people to sign.
Yachts. You sell yachts.
I wish.
Houses. You're a realtor.
Yes.
I should guess that.
How much stuff do you have to carry?
There's so many forms.
I mean, I feel like that's all closing day, though, right? I feel like that's all. I mean,
no, you need
it's
the
day that we sign. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I don't need to carry a bunch of stuff.
Well, sometimes I carry around listings.
Yeah, but I would think a lot of that is online now. Do you carry the briefcase just to make you look important? Or
right.
Are you actually use it?
My laptop, too.
Well, I will say, I was a realtor for a long time. And I didn't spend a lot of time in the office because we were always out in the field. So I can see having like a briefcase where, you carry all the stuff that you need because you're never really going home to an office.
Yeah, but let's say you're walking into a place right now and you're somebody that works on the go. The thing you're selecting is a briefcase? I don't think so. You're taking the backpack. You're taking the soft bag. You're taking anything else. Was that briefcase like given to you by like a grandfather? It's like it left to you by like an old leader of America?
No, actually, it's a Calvin Klein briefcase.
Wow. I didn't even know. Who knew Calvin Klein still making it? I figured it was all Samsonite. That was it.
Anna and Raven, do you carry a briefcase?
Yes, I do.
All right, don't tell us what you do. Describe your job, and we're going to see if we can guess.
I hang out with bad people all day.
Repo man.
Criminal attorney. Defense attorney.
Ding, 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 ding.
I was going to go with corrections That's officer correct. Next, but I mean, what do you put in the case besides your taser and your baton? And let's get those out of the case. We need those quick and ready.
The reason for the case is it has to be locked. Because we're carrying sensitive information.
Oh, you know what?
We can't carry a regular bag.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Wow.
I just thought you wanted to look fancy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, again, when you hit the men's room, you got to leave it laying down somewhere. So you don't want somebody walking away with it.
Yeah.
If I saw somebody walk into the toilet holding their briefcase, I would definitely have questions as to what is in that briefcase.
You would think it was an exchange, right? The other guy shows up in the other stall, taps on the floor, and then the briefcase moves from one stall to the next.
Right.
And then he walks out and $7 million just left the room.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep. Just like Ocean's 11. The Anna and Raven Roadshow is back. So we saw in the news this week that a woman was at Goodwill. She picked up what they thought was like a replica of a Roman bust. Turns out it was an actual Roman bust. She paid $34.99 for it, and now she has to return it to Germany because it was stolen from them.
I mean, it's absolutely insane,
yes!
right? But I mean, this always happens to somebody else. The person that picks up a plate for 50 cents at a,
tag sale. Yep.
And then they're on television, and it's worth $23 million.
Right. And this is the best thing ever, because Ryan Brecklin is actually a friend of Raven's, and he's an antique expert, and he can appraise anything. Like, that's what he does for a living.
Yeah, he's been in the middle of huge sales, big finds, discoveries. He's even tracked down mysteries and artwork over in England and Europe. I mean, he's really an accomplished guy.
It's been a hot minute since we did this, but if you go to annaandraven.com and you click on Anna and Raven Roadshow, you can send us pictures of anything that you have around the house or that you have that you've always wondered, hey, maybe this is worth something. Maybe it got left to you, or maybe it came with the house and you found it and you're just wondering, does it have any value?
I mean, there's stuff I've been stepping over in my garage for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's worth anything. But, wouldn't it be great?
Yep, yep. So Raven and I brought in a couple things today. Now, Ryan isn't going to come in until next week. So what we're going to do is gather all your things, and then we will have him come in. And throughout the next week, we'll have him appraise your stuff. But we brought in things that we want him to look at for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I brought in this. I'm going to have you guys take a guess, and then when he comes in, he could tell us what it's worth. So when my mother-in-law passed away in 2020, when my husband went to go clean out her condo, he found these, and he hasn't seen these. I'll pass them around. He hasn't seen these since he was in college, because when he played college football, she used to embarrass him by bringing these to the games. They're binoculars. Wow. They're antique binoculars, but they're super old. And she always used to say that she was left them by her grandfather. But you could look at them, Producer John. Put them up to your eyes. You could take it out.
Like, these are really cool. Hold on one sec. Let's see.
I don't even know if I'd be letting everybody touch them.
Really?
Like, I mean, they look that old to me.
I can see Raven's pores.
Yeah, I mean, what about John's terribly oily hands? Like, you know, I mean, now we can test those things for DNA.
Don't say that because you don't like my hand sanitizer.
Well, come now on. That everybody don't else touched them, I'm going to touch them. Oh, so, they even have like a stamped seal around the eyes. What does that say?
It says Cavalier Optical Paris.
Oh, Cavalier sounds cool.
Cavalier Optical Paris.
Top Gun's
Paris.
Out in 2 weeks. You can get a lot of money for
can
these.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
I can see you.
What about playing my nostrils? Can you see up my nose?
You should wear a less revealing shirt today. Like, what are you doing?
Raven.
Weird.
I mean, this is a workplace.
Real weird.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Keep it normal.
All right. How much do you think my binoculars are worth? That now I just have them on display in my house. Be careful with them because they're really old.
I feel like there's some of this case missing, but I'm just going to take a shot and say $470.
Really? You think that?
Yeah.
All right, 470, Raven. Producer Sean, how much do you think it's worth?
Oh, they're adjustable.
How much?
$50.
$50?
$50. Wow, you don't respect time.
They're just binoculars.
They're antique binoculars. I believe that it was serving overseas. Actually, I don't really know.
I mean, maybe they used them while they were on the sea, serving overseas. Okay.
All right. And John, what do you think?
They look cool. They've got that cool case. It's a little worn down, but I'd imagine someone would pay some money for it. I'm going to go $175.
All right.
Are you writing these things down?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Okay, good.
All right. We'll find out next week. Now, Raven, you brought things in too, which I don't know. Some of these things I think you found at Home Goods, not in your but we'll see. It's coming up next. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you want to buy my binoculars for $1
million? $1
million,
sir.
No, if they were Swarovskis, they would be worth thousands. But Cavaliers are only like 50 or 70 bucks. I hate to break it to you.
Oh.
70 bucks?
What?
Buddy, these things they're wrapped in the same leather as Jesus' sandals. It looks so old and worn.
Sorry.
Oh, well, I'm going to leave it to the experts next week and see what they have to say.
Yeah,
you got it.
70 bucks. That's what I'm talking about.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. The Anna and Raven Roadshow is back. If you have an object around your house and you want to submit it, you can go to annaandraven.com and you can just send me pictures of it and everything you know about it. And then we're going to have an expert, Ryan Brecklin, next week. He's going to be looking at it. That guy's talking about my Cavalier Optical Paris binoculars that my mother-in-law had from her great-grandfather. That's the one we were talking about before. Raven, what did you bring in for us?
All right, so I brought a couple different things, but the one that I think might have the most potential here, I have this thing that might be a planner, might be a stool, might be something my grandmother got at a yard sale, but it might be from the Ming Dynasty, okay? And that is bronze and fascinating to me, and he could show up and say it's worth $7. But this...
Let me see.
This silver platter here. Now, I'm not sure if this was at one point the Queen of England's, of course, that she, you know, dined with dignitaries at her house, maybe out in the gardens or something like that. But it could also be the edible arrangements tray of 1940. I'm not sure. Also a gift from one of my grandmothers. It's definitely heavy.
It looks like something that you registered for from Bed Bath & Beyond in 1984.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe it's solid silver.
And oh.
I mean, it's heavy.
Does it say it? Does it say silver on it?
I don't see it.
What do they usually say, 15 or something when it's silver?
I don't know.
When it's sterling silver?
I mean, again, this is why we have Ryan coming in. This is why we have the expert coming in.
It does look like it needs to be polished.
Yes,
so
no, it definitely needs to be cleaned.
So it looks like real silver.
Yeah.
It definitely does. I think that... I'm going to guess. All right, so we're going to go around the room. We're going to guess how much. And we're going to put pictures of these up on Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can guess how much they're worth as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's heavy.
I'm going to guess that platter is worth, I'll say
$275. $275 is the bid.
All right. Producer John, how much do you think that platter is worth?
$275 feels like a lot. How heavy is that?
It's pretty heavy.
Let me see that.
Even if that was brand new, if that was brand new, it would still cost that around money. So I don't think it's antique or anything, but I think that it's just good quality.
That's got some weight to it. I'm going to go with 200.
200. 270.
Okay. All right.
275, you said?
Yeah, I said 275.
You don't want to hold it, Sean?
I brought it up. 170 bucks.
170. I mean, he said it without hesitation. Like, he knows what it is. Did you Google this thing?
That's Price is Right rules.
No,
you're just trying to lowball me by just a little bit.
No, I mean,
because you think
like
I'm close
silver,
to being right.
And I brought a bunch of sterling silver to get, like, appraised, and I didn't. I got a decent amount for it, but if I had, like, you know, guess, what, that looks like about a, like
you,
the weight of the silver
burglar?
I brought in.
Are you a cat burglar? How much silver did you bring to be pawned? Were you
what?
Stealing people's
enough,
silverware?
Enough silver.
He's like
170. Now you're asking too many questions. Yeah, $170.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
It's a cat burglar.
We're going to put a picture of the tray and the binoculars up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven and on Facebook at Anna and Raven. You guess how much they're worth. We'll see who is the closest next week. And if you have an item that you think should be appraised too, you want to know how much is worth, go to annaandraven.com, click on the road show, and send us all the information on it.
You don't see the queen here with like this is a tea time?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just have to decide who's right. Brad and Lynn. Brad, what's going on? Let's start with you.
Hey, so yeah, my girlfriend Lynn, she currently works at a gym, and she has the opportunity to get a huge promotion to manager. I mean, I couldn't be more excited for her, and I want her to take the opportunity and grow with the gym. We both actually are members at the gym, and that is a part of our life, is working out together.
Lynn, why wouldn't you want this job?
I would be working the night shift every night, so that would be like 3 to 10. And I just really like the hours I have now. I work 9 to 3. You know, we get to see each other. It's not as much responsibility and as much work. And if I do take this, you know, I'm going to have a lot more responsibility and work, and I just kind of like where I am right now.
Right, but you'd also get more money, and you would grow.
Right.
I mean, that's not always important to everybody. So is that important to you?
I mean, I really like my lifestyle, and I like working from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night. Like, I love my evenings. I love coming home, making dinner, you know, doing a little workout at home, and then watching TV. Like, I just love my little routine, and I feel like if I take this job and I work those hours, I'm not going to have that anymore. And I'm going to miss out on so much. Like, I won't be able to go out to dinner with friends or really do anything.
It's tricky, right? There's parts of me that are screaming from the inside, Anna, that she's nuts. She has to take this opportunity. She has to go for it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for multiple reasons. On the other hand, you know, maybe I'm crazy. You're comfortable. So why add things onto that list, right? Why be on that path? Not everybody has to have a driving ambition to be in charge or to be the head or I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts.
It's a tough one. You know, we could see what the audience has to say because they may agree with you, Brad, that Lynn, you're at probably a point in your career where growing makes sense. And if you like where you are and you want to continue to grow there, this is really not a good time to say no. It doesn't have to be forever, but you should certainly do it for some time to show that you're a team player. But they may see your side, too. If you just don't want to do it, you just don't want to do it. And if you want to settle where you are because that's what makes you happy and you like your life the way it is, then who is Brad, you know, even as a boyfriend, to tell you what to do?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Brad and Lynn have been dating for a while. They live with each other. Everything is great. Now, Lynn is a fitness instructor, and she loves the gym she works at, and she's just been offered a promotion. Now, here's the problem. The promotion would change her hours from working days to working nights. So she'd be working from 3 to 10. And she's not too happy about that and wants to turn it down.
Yeah, but Brad has a problem figuring out how is it she can just, you know, turn her cheek to a management position, right? An offer of more money, an offer of more opportunity. And who knows what comes after that. He thinks that she should take the job.
What do you think? Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. One, she's going to have the summer days off. Two, she could always leave that job with the experience and get a better job somewhere else at night.
You know, that's true. Hadn't even thought about that, right? No matter where you are, warmer weather is on the way. Most people like to get out during the summer. Like, I mean, she might find a whole new schedule that she loves.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Lynn has just been offered a promotion at her job. She works in the gym. It's a managerial role. The problem is, well, is that her hours are going to change. So she'll be working 3 to 10, and she doesn't want to work nights, even though it's more money and more responsibility.
Yeah, Brad, her boyfriend, doesn't see how she can pass it up. Listen, they both love the lifestyle. They both work out at the gym. She's been working there a long time. She is happy. It's an opportunity. How do you turn it away? It could mean more money, could mean a different opportunity in the future. How do you say no?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because I worked overnight. I worked in the middle of the day. I was in the newspaper business for over 20 years. And that shift doesn't give you a day or a night. You're waiting around all day to go to work. And then at 10 o'clock at night, you come home, you're wired, and you can't go to sleep. Mm. So that's a terrible, it really affects your life. I got out of the business so I could raise my son and be with him during the day. So I don't think that those hours really allows me out.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on hers. I completely agree with her. I understand. I used to work retail, and those shifts will kill you. I'm now a receptionist, and I love it, and I have day shifts, and I get to be home and make dinner and spend time with family.
You know, if you're miserable, there's no accounting for the fact that it wears on you, mm-hmm. right? So if you hate your schedule, you hate your time. But, I mean, she already loves the job. She knows that. Here's my thing. There's always somebody to pay, right? So when I think about leaving money on the table, I think to myself, is there going to be a day that I'm going to regret that I'm going to need that money?
It would bother me not to progress forward. Like, I can't imagine not being offered something like that and then just saying no.
Knowing the type of person you are, I completely understand.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I mean, don't force her to do something she doesn't want to do.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lynn, our audience agreed with you. At the end of the day, it is your job, it's your career, and you have to make your own decisions. Brad, you can't force her to go and take a position that she doesn't want to take.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, audience.
I'm not trying to force her to do anything. I just believe that an opportunity presented itself, and I think you should jump at the opportunities in this life, you know? Eventually, she can work on the hours. Maybe she won't have to work nights. I just think it's such a good opportunity that just to turn it down because you're worried about, like, not going out to dinners or
seeing... Your point was taken. Bro, yeah. I think now you need to listen because everybody heard what you had to say. You agreed, but ultimately the votes were not with you.
I hear you, and I get it. It's her choice. It's just...
Well, Lynn, you have to be happy that the audience agreed with you.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I feel much better about my decision because I was like, am I crazy? But with that, I can feel confident that, yes, I'm making the best choice to me. I'm listening to my intuition and what I think will be best for me.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven Cash jackpot is $7,000 thanks to DoorDash. You forgot Mother's Day? Don't worry. DoorDash has a gift your mom wants. Download the app or visit DoorDash.com and use promo code ORDER22 for 50% off your first order up to $12. Limited time offer. Trish, don't fail me today. Please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Trish.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Trisha, we've got 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven is not in the studio. It's soundproof. When you're done, I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You feeling good?
Okay.
All right, let's try. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra Jonas' baby was just given the green light to head home after 100 days in the NICU. What ABC TV series about FBI recruits did Priyanka star in?
Blue Bloods. I don't know.
Number 2, the new Marvel movie hit big at the box office this past weekend with the highest ticket sales of 2022. What movie was that?
Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
Number 3, Andy Warhol's famous painting, Shot Sage Blue Marilyn, that's the famous Marilyn Monroe painting, sold at auction for $195 million. It's the second most expensive piece of artwork to sell at auction after the painting called Salvador Mundi, and that one sold for $450 million. Who painted Salvador Mundi? Guess.
Monet.
Number 4, a list of the longest-running Nickelodeon shows was released. It includes Rugrats, SpongeBob SquarePants, Double Dare, and the animated show about Lincoln Loud and his 10 siblings. What's that show called?
The Loud House.
And number 5, nominations for the 2022 Tony Awards are out. One of the nominees for Best Musical was based on a 1992 movie starring Billy Crystal. What musical was that? That's time.
I don't know. The Music Man, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Shoot.
That's all right. Let me bring Raven back in. They were hard. They were real hard.
Yo.
Yeah.
All right. 2 out of 5 for Trisha.
Not great. $7,000. I mean, tricky or not. No. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra Jonas' baby was just given the green light to head home after 100 days in NICU.
Well, good for them.
Yep. What ABC TV series about FBI recruits did Priyanka star in?
She was on Quantico.
Yes. Number two, what new Marvel movie hit big at the box office this past weekend with the highest ticket sales of 2022?
Doctor Strange 2.
Yes. Number three, Andy Warhol's famous painting, Shot Sage Blue Maryland, sold at auction for $195 million. It's the second most expensive piece of artwork to sell at auction after the painting called Salvador Mundi. Who painted that one?
Salvador Dali.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, my next guess.
Mm-hmm. Number four, a list of the longest-running Nickelodeon shows was released. It includes Rugrats, SpongeBob SquarePants, Double Dare, and the animated show about Lincoln Loud and his 10 siblings. What's that show called? You don't know.
Rugrats?
Nope. The Loud House.
Okay.
And number five, nominations for the 2022 Tony Awards are out. One of the nominees for Best Musical was based on a 1992 movie starring Billy Crystal. What musical is that?
Gosh, you're not going to give me anything but that, huh? Well, I mean, my guess would be When Harry Met Sally or City Slickers.
Nope, it was Mr. Saturday Night.
I would have never guessed that.
today was the day, Trisha.
But I guess it was.
Da Vinci, damn it. Thanks, I'm Trisha, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for playing.
Better luck next time.
Can somebody feel bad for me? Those were the questions that could have taken you down easily today.
$7,100 tomorrow. Somebody else gets the shot. Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.